Liberty.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. There are a bevy of them, and one of the main features is that you get to actually control the content of the site. You find something online that you want to share with us, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Appears first on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes. Once it receives that number, it will then be promoted to the front page of the site, where more people are likely to see it, including the host of the show, meaning it's more likely to be talked about. However, if you would like your topic to be discussed on the air, the best way to do it is to call us up. I mean, it is a talk show. We would prefer to talk to you rather than just read, you know, stuff that we think's interesting and have discussions between us. So feel free to call in and take control here at 855-453, as Jess has done in California. Now, Jess, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were saying that is this a California rule that you're talking about?
Oh, no. California? Oh, are you kidding? I think that Kentucky,
Kentucky.
If I remember. Yeah. I mean, I think you see a California law, you know, would be the opposite. Like, you know, we gotta make sure all possibly anti-gay therapists are drummed out of the profession somehow using the law.
So the law in Kentucky, and I don't recall if it's proposed or if it's actually on the books. It's proposed. You're saying that a clinic has a variety of therapists. If someone comes into that clinic who the therapist doesn't like, you know, say a gay person, say this therapist is a homophobe, the therapist would not like to treat the gay person, but the clinic is forcing the therapist to treat the gay person. Otherwise, they will be fired. The law proposes to remedy that by making it so the clinics can no longer force the person to treat the gay person, the therapist to treat the gay person. Is that right?
That's right. And I apologize. I'm a little fuzzy on the details. I think I'm not sure if there's criminal penalties involved. I think that it may involve, like, you know, denial of all sorts of state funding, you know, that kind of thing. Although I'm not 100% sure. Clearly, it's legal, some sort of legal penalties, whether it's taking away state funding or something else, is to try and coerce these clinics into not firing or disciplining the therapist for saying, you know, I don't want to catch the gay, I don't want to be with that client.
Why would anyone want to go to that therapist in the first place? You know what? Why would...
Yeah.
That I don't understand. If you are a, you know, gay person and you know that this person is less than friendly towards you, why would you want them to be your therapist?
No, I agree, but yeah. Let's just say that this clinic is not marketing itself as a place that has anti-gay therapists on staff.
Right.
And let's just say that this client comes in, you know, with some serious depression issues or something, and maybe they don't have, they're short staffed and they got only one therapist left, and the therapist says, I want to see this gay client, and they say, you're going to see that gay client because we need, I don't know, we want you to do it. And that therapist is so scared of losing their job that instead of, you know, maybe doing what you guys say, finding another job, they go, okay, and they deliver terrible therapy to this depressed gay client, and mm-hmm. he gets worse. Isn't that something we'd want to avoid, and arguably wouldn't this law address that somehow? I want to be
told
wrong.
No, I don't think that there's any right involved when you're talking about doing business for someone else, and that's what an employee does. An employee sells their time to someone else in exchange for, you know, doing what that person asks them to do. If that person, you know, if that person, or in this case persons, you know, it's the hospital, wants them to counsel a, you know, a gay person about whatever their problem is, I can see the problems with forcing them to do it. I get that, but essentially they just shouldn't be there.
Right. You don't go to the law to solve.
If you want to run a specialized counseling agency that only counsels, the folks that you want to counsel, you need to hang out your own shingle
right. And
run that business. You can call it the White Boy Counseling Agency or whatever it is that you want to call it, and do it that way. But I think it's a bad road to force businesses to, let employees do what they want or not do what they want.
I agree.
In those kind of circumstances.
The government doesn't belong in this situation. This needs to be a negotiation between the employee and the employer.
Right. I had a contract one time with an employer, and it sounds outrageous. I said that they were never allowed to play Bob Dylan in the office. It was in the contract, written out. Now, I had to pencil it in,
wow. But
then they went and did it. And this was in the contract. You can put anything in a contract you want. By the way, they did violate the terms of the contract at some point during the employment. I walked in, slapped the contract down in front of them, and said, "This is completely unacceptable."
Wow. Did you get some sort of restitution?
No, they just turned it off.
I just wanted to maybe just take this further. So again, just to clarify, I mean, I know I've been listening to you guys for a while, and this is kind of the answer I was expecting. But I just want to play devil's advocate here. I mean, this therapist doesn't want to lose their job. Maybe there's no other big game in town. Maybe they, and so they feel economically coerced, whatever that's supposed to be. But I know they're feeling they have to see this gate client, but because they're such homophobes, they do such a terrible job, this depressed gay client gets worse, and eventually they try to kill themselves. Isn't this clinic responsible or well, I guess they're responsible.
What if you've got a bigot that works in a jewelry store doing sales there, and they sell somebody something at a higher rate than they would normally sell them, or they sell them something that they don't want? What if you've got a dental hygienist that cleans somebody's teeth and has to clean someone's teeth that they don't want to clean, and they do a bad job? Once you let that foot in the door, then you've got the state all over trying to figure out who's giving bad service or good service and making sure that everything's fair, and the state has proven time and again that they're really bad at figuring out what fair looks like.
Well, they're doing that anyway, of course, but here's the argument. The argument is that this is a special kind of patient because they're particularly vulnerable. They're mental health patients. They're psychiatric patients that we have.
There's all kinds of jobs. Look, if the bigot mechanic is working on a black guy's car and doesn't do what if he's working on a black guy's car and doesn't do as good a job on his brakes? He could die. I mean, this goes on in every field.
Right. So do you need a government agency to oversee that?
So many fields have to do with people's lives. They're on the line. What if the plumber installs a faulty insinkerator in some Mexican person's house? It could tear somebody's arm off.
Maybe the court system would be the solution here, because if it turns out that in the case you bring up, Mark, that this racist auto mechanic actually loosened the brake cables or whatever and then caused somebody to to get a car wreck, there's an action there, right?
I'll never know.
Okay, but in theory, if you could figure that out, like with this case with the therapist, you might be able to find out that this therapist was actually an anti-gay zealot who then treated this person in a way that they knew would harm them. Maybe there would be some liability not only on the part of the therapist, but also on the company that essentially coerced the therapist to some extent into doing that therapy session.
I totally see the logic in that, and I'm just asking all this because I actually am a psychologist myself, and I just spent the last 3 days debating this on an online forum with a bunch of shrinks, and it's gone on forever, and I just wanted to bring it up with you guys. A lot of different opinions of them on this. But.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the call and the thoughts. I think it was a good discussion, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Jess. 855-450-FREE. I say let the you know, let the system, which is awful as it as bad as it is, it's what we have. Let the court system be the, you know, where you take these issues. If you've got an issue with how a company has treated you after the fact, or maybe, you know, if this theoretical gay person kills themselves because they're so depressed, then the family could, in theory, you know, take some sort of action on his behalf posthumously. Obviously, that's not ideal, but I agree with you, Mark. I don't want to go down this slippery slope of having government come in and tell everybody how to run their businesses. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And something, you know, there's some level of a burden on the customer to know what they're getting into, to know who they're dealing with.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months. Or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive in a variety of ways. You can sign up for our news updates over at news.freetalklive.com. We got them via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever method is best for you. And also, if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get more than just the updates on the show. You'll get actual posts during the program, so more than just the news. You'll get questions and news articles that we're reading on the air. We'll post them there for you so you can dig into them even further. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us in whatever way, method is preferential to you.
Got my Bitcoin question of the day is, can the Bitcoin system ever be hacked in the future? And if no, why not?
So haven't we done this one before?
Not this particular one. But you know, we get different versions of questions all the time. And, you know, here's a surprise for you, Ian. Not everybody listens to this every show.
Sure. But I don't know. Go ahead. I don't want to repeat the content too often.
I hear you. I don't think it's been repeated recently.
Okay. I feel like this is one of the ones we've been asked before. Go ahead. Okay.
Well, my statement is that basically that the Bitcoin software is not hackable. It is it's 256-bit encryption, and that can't be hacked by computers as they exist today. And it is unlikely that computers will be able to be made in the future that can do it. And if they can, they'll simply create 512-bit encryption in that circumstance. So, no, I don't think that that they can be hacked. And the Bitcoin network exists on a bunch of nodes. The only way you can really hack the Bitcoin network is by shutting down the internet.
Right, because if you look at like a website, the website is usually hosted somewhere. Sometimes a hosting company will have multiple locations that are serving the site, but usually there's only one location at which that site is being hosted. So it's not a problem to hack into that if you've got the skills to go in there and cause all manner of trouble, like you've seen with Anonymous replacing the front page on various different government websites, or, you know, Visa and these other sites. So if you were to target one computer, if Bitcoin were being run from one computer somewhere, then yeah, it would be incredibly vulnerable to various different types of hacks and denial of service attacks and things like that. But because Bitcoin is being hosted by thousands, if not millions, of computers, I don't know what the total number of nodes is in the network, but it's got to be in the millions, millions of users globally, it's impossible. You can't target all of those people. Even if you could hack the Bitcoin code somehow, you can't hack all of the copies of it out there. So even if you were able to hack one copy of it, that's not going to have an effect on the network, as I understand it.
So Bitcoins are a fascinating new invention. They are a currency that's online, it's peer-to-peer, it's open source. It allows you to send and receive money, paying virtually no fee, virtually instantly, very quickly. And it's a big deal. I think it's going to change the world. So go find out more at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got some links there we've collected for you, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Also, there's a tip jar there where if you want to give us some Bitcoins, we'll be happy to take some from you.
Indeed. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Some good news coming out of New Hampshire, where we are located, and we relocated here due to the Free State Project, as you can do if you love liberty. That is, go to freestateproject.org to learn more. But good news over at freekeen.com, where HB 399, this is the bill that prohibits state cooperation with indefinite detention without due process under the National Defense Authorization Act. As you might have heard, it was the NDAA of 2012, I believe, where the federal government granted itself the power to indefinitely detain Americans on American soil. Made a lot of news. A lot of people are upset about it. And I think that's reflected in this House vote of 337 to 15. You want to talk about bipartisan support. Only 15 people in the State House in New Hampshire voted to support the NDAA. 337 people voted to oppose the NDAA's indefinite detentions. This bill will basically make it a criminal act for any New Hampshire law enforcement agent to assist the federal government in any way with kidnapping somebody under the NDAA's indefinite detention.
What about the federal law enforcement coming and doing it on their own?
I don't think there's anything that would prohibit them from doing that in the bill, if I'm recalling it correctly. You were there, Mark, when we went to the testimony about this, and you actually testified on it. So I don't know if they've changed the bill since then, but if you got to look at the bill then, I'm pretty sure it only has to do with the New Hampshire. Because New Hampshire probably can't, you know, they probably can't tell the federal government no. Or they probably, or maybe they don't feel like they can. In a lot of issues, they feel like they're hamstrung by the federal government's laws. But they can certainly control their own law enforcement agents, and that's what they're trying to do with this. So I think that that's a good sign. You know, that the state house has voted significantly, overwhelmingly, super majority of people voting for this. That's got to bode well. Obviously, it's just passed the House, so they still got to get through the Senate and get the governor's signature at this point. But that's got to bode well for what happens the rest of the way, right? Like something that's that popular in the House, how could that get kicked back? I mean, do you think the Senate's really going to push back on that and say, no, we support indefinite detention?
Don Gorman, longtime libertarian rep in New Hampshire, actually was elected as a libertarian back in the 90s to the New Hampshire House, has called the New Hampshire Senate a terrorist organization. So, yeah, I suspect that it could happen.
You're right. I guess we'll find out. We'll keep you in the loop on that. Plus, the New Hampshire House also passed the Hemp Freedom Act by a voice vote, which means it was presumably pretty overwhelming because they didn't call for the actual count. So maybe we're going to see hemp be legalized here in New Hampshire. And what I was told today by a former super activist of the year, activist of the year, Keith from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, was that apparently North Dakota, which a few years ago legalized hemp, the part about that story we didn't hear is that apparently in North Dakota, when they legalized hemp, there was a provision that said that it would only happen after the federal government legalized it.
So it's just kind of a nudge at the federal government.
That's all it was.
Oh,
it means
I see.
It's almost meaningless.
Mm.
So the concern is that this hemp bill in New Hampshire will somehow get a rewrite and will have some similar provision added to it. But I don't know if we don't know how it's going to shake out, but at least those things are, I would say, somewhat positive indicators. And then today I actually went to the State House and spent pretty much the whole afternoon there sitting in a hearing, which, you know, I've been to these hearings before, the committee hearings that they have, but I'd never been to one where they were actually in the big chambers, like where the state representatives sit normally. They actually had a regular committee meeting in the big state house chamber, because normally committee meetings just happen in these tiny little rooms in the legislative office building, and they only maybe have seats for 12 people in there. In this case, there were 400 or 600 seats, or however many seats there were, and probably at least 100 people came out to attend this this particular hearing. And this was about the proposal to raise the New Hampshire gas tax a significant amount over a multi-year period. And a lot of people came out. As you might expect, the people that support the raise in the tax are the bureaucrats who run the roads programs, the Department of Transportation, those people, and also the contractor types who would get the deals if they were the ones to be contracted to fix the roads, the engineering firms.
So the people that benefit financially came out and supported it.
That's right.
What a surprise.
Yeah, and as I pointed out, and a few other folks did during our testimony, was that this is a regressive law that's going to hurt poor people more than it's going to hurt anyone else, because, you know, somebody who's making $200,000 a year doesn't have that much of a problem paying an extra $5 for filling their tank up. But if you're making $20,000 a year, that $5, that extra $5 at the gas pump, that adds up and that hurts. And of course, poor people are more likely to be driving back and forth to work as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want, toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can also join us and enjoy stuff like the listening options at freetalklive.com. Broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. You can listen to them 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live will be available at 3 in the morning. It's there for you. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. Learn about our other listening choices, including over 110 great radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all week long, all 7 days. And in addition to that, you can get us on KU Band. We've got the Bitcoin free-to-air KU Band channel available across North America as well as Central America. Go and get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that actually allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So once again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. Mark, you got some 7 crazy taxes you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, this came from TurboTax, believe it or not. So it's at TurboTax.com, and it's just, 7 crazy taxes from the U.S. and abroad. And You know, I thought that they were kind of amusing and interesting.
All right.
Apparently, there was a situation in California where the Chicago Bulls beat the L.A. Lakers. So California, this was in 1991.
All right.
California imposed a jock tax, and they beat them in the finals, by the way. The next time his airness, I guess that's, why am I missing Michael Jordan's name? I couldn't remember who it was there for a second. Played in Los Angeles, the money that he made on those games was officially subjected to the California state income tax. Since that time, half of the states in the union have adopted a jock tax, taking a cut from high-paid heroes and putting those added resources to work for local communities. So there you go.
There you go. Another example of California laws spreading across the country.
It's interesting. Yeah, that absolutely happens. But it's interesting that they would, that they'd tax some athlete that comes and plays a game, away game in their state. And, you know,
that's awful.
Yes, it's really nothing they can do about it. They have to, obviously.
Nothing the athlete can do.
Right. If you want people to play at your home, you have to go and play at their home stadium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's really no avoiding it, but it's kind of interesting and amusing. I imagine they're probably getting hit in their state, too.
Yeah, that's awful.
And most states have income taxes anyway, so it's really just a question of how much is the income tax. And I think you can write off the income tax that you pay in another state against the income tax that you would pay in your state. So chances are good that they're only deciding how much. It's only how much income tax they're paying, not that they are paying. I don't know of any state. There's got to be a Las Vegas team, right? Las Vegas doesn't have, or excuse me, Nevada doesn't have an income tax, right?
I don't know.
I have
no idea.
You don't know if Nevada has an income tax? I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
I don't have a list of states that don't.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't, and I know that there are. It's Vegas.
Someone was trying to convince me last night that Nevada is the freest state in the
country. I think Nevada has some things going for it, but it really depends on what you're looking for. If you want to look at studies that have been done by people who are smarter than the people who are having the conversation, generally, then you'll find that the Mercatus Center, I've only found one study that I know of, the Mercatus Center's, on what is the freest state.
They listed Nevada at number 6.
Mercatus?
That's right.
Okay, great. And now, if there's something that's important to you, then I can see why you would consider some state more freer than others, because it would be freer for you. If, for instance, you smoke marijuana like a broke microwave, maybe California feels like the freest state to you. Or
actually, probably Colorado.
Colorado or Washington.
Yeah,
I'm just forgetting. And I can see why you would pick those. But if you're looking for sort of the all-around freest state, yeah, you can point to things about New Hampshire that aren't as free as other places. Absolutely true. But New Hampshire, it's the freest. Going on, number 2 of the 7 craziest taxes, the window tax. Although it sounds ridiculous, the window tax of 1696 was actually a relatively ingenious way.
$16.96 or
no,
the year 1696?
The year 1696.
Gotcha.
The 17th century.
Okay.
Was relatively ingenious way of imposing an income tax on the rich without ever calling it that. Because it affected England, Scotland, and Great Britain, as though England and Scotland aren't in Great Britain. In the 18th and 19th centuries, because I guess the last 4 years of the 17th century don't count, this tax was on windows and was actually meant as a tax on wealth, as people with more income generally live in nicer houses, and nice houses generally have more than 2 windows. While this tax directly led to the bricking up of many windows, it also eventually led to a fair and less arbitrary income tax that honed in on wealthier citizens. It's fair. This is, by the way, TurboTax.
TurboTax, okay.
TurboTax. So they make money on taxes,
yeah,
so it all
pandering.
Seems fair. But if you'll... did you ever go... We came both from Sarasota County. I grew up in Manatee County, which is the county north
in Florida.
Of Sarasota in Florida. And there was a place called Gamble Plantation. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Did you ever go?
As a kid, yeah.
Did you note that they had no...
An old mansion.
Yeah, it's an old mansion. And frankly, wasn't that big by our standards today,
okay.
When you start looking at the square footage of it. But it had no closets. Did you notice that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you didn't.
I remember being old.
It had no closets because...
That old smell and... feel.
Rooms were taxed. You were taxed on the number of rooms at the time that it was built, and so people had wardrobes, and so they would have furniture in which to hold their clothing,
right.
rather than more rooms, which a closet would be considered another room.
Right.
So that was, it's another one of these things.
Interesting.
Number three, the cow flatulence tax.
It's real.
Yes, it is. It's very real, and it's a very real issue that never gets addressed. You know,
you've got your chance. Go
all
ahead.
The greenies that are always worried about the carbon credits and the amount of carbon dioxide, released in the atmosphere by automobiles and burning of fossil fuels, do not look at the. I mean, maybe it's because they know it and just don't want to address it. I don't know what the reason is, but methane is 20 times more of a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide is. So it has been calculated that you can do more for, that you'll be doing more for the environment by driving a Hummer and being a vegetarian than you would by driving a Yugo and eating meat.
Okay.
So every time you kind of tisk tisk at somebody who's in an SUV, if you're one of these sorts that gives the concerns about concerned about carbon credits, just consider that the next time you have yourself some meat.
So the idea being that if more people were not eating cows, there wouldn't be as many of them because the demand wouldn't be as high, and so therefore there wouldn't be as many cow farts, and so therefore supposedly the world wouldn't have global climate change or something like that. Is that the proposal?
A key producer of methane, cow flatulence is leading cause of global warming. Their slow digestion mixed with a gas-producing diet of greens causes excessive methane buildup. As a matter of fact, you have to have windows in old barns, otherwise the cows die in it.
And then you're just going to get taxed.
The issue, did you hear the story about all the pigs being thrown into the river in China?
No.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Some pig farm decided the best way to dispose of their 5,000 dead pigs was tossing them into the river.
Wow.
Apparently, this really scary part of the story is this was because they used to take the dead pigs and sell them for human consumption. And now there's a law against them doing that, so they had to get rid of the pigs in some other way. Which part of this is the scariest?
What, that the people would eat a pig?
Dead pigs.
Well, you got to kill a pig first before you're going to eat it.
Yeah, not the ones
you're talking about. They've been waiting around for a while.
Over.
You're saying they've been sitting around? Or
yeah, generally it's a bad idea to go eat an animal that just died of some kind of causes that you can't really...
You could eat, like, their disease or something, and that could be bad.
It doesn't sound like a good idea, does it?
I get where you're coming from.
Oh, the pig died. Let's go eat it.
855, 453. I bet the bacon's cheap, though, that way.
I'll finish here.
More coming up. Yeah, this is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $5 a month. We'll take that $5 in. We'll invest it into the show, and we'll use it to get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Use any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard directly on our website. So maybe you don't like PayPal. You can avoid that by using our credit card processor over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you for doing it.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations in countries around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, and tell them where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's really that easy. It's BitInstant.com. And BitInstant.com has there was a hack on their DNS provider about a week ago. So if you're having trouble getting on to their site, what would you recommend, Ian, if they're using OpenDNS and OpenDNS isn't letting people on to the BitInstant site, even though it's up?
Good question. In fact, I'm going to check BitInstant right now and see if we're still having trouble accessing it. And apparently we are. Honestly, I guess you could try Tor.
Okay. What about like using your smartphone or something?
Yeah, if you got a smartphone, that'll work for you. Sure.
But is it like every computer uses OpenDNS?
I don't know. I mean, if somebody else wants to post on our Facebook profile and let us know if they're using OpenDNS and if they can't access BitInstant, then that would help us understand that better, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah. You can always change OpenDNS too. If you're using OpenDNS, you know how you started using it typically, unless you're on someone else's network. So like here, if I wanted to, I could go and remove OpenDNS with a few short keystrokes. But I like OpenDNS generally, so I'm going to keep it. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the number, but BitInstant is an easy way to get Bitcoins, and it's probably working for most people out there. So BitInstant.com. And we're going to have hopefully some good news about us going to a Bitcoin event. I don't think we should say more than that because I don't want to jinx it, but there is going to be a Bitcoin event coming up, and we're in talks about attending it.
Well, so I think we could talk about cool. The Bitcoin event. It's the Bitcoin conference in San Jose.
Okay, I didn't want to spoil it.
Well, that doesn't. It's happening, whether we're going to be there or not.
Right. We may be there.
Right.
We may be broadcasting live.
We don't know for certain.
Which I think would be a lot of fun because we don't get to... We've never broadcast live from the West Coast before.
Right. This will be the first live broadcast of Free Talk Live west of the Mississippi River.
West of New Hampshire. West of Florida.
West of a few miles of the Atlantic Ocean. A few hundred miles of the Atlantic Ocean.
So we were talking about crazy taxes, Mark, and you had some more of those to go through here. And then on the way tonight, besides your calls, if you make them, New Jersey mom has been pressured to turn over her guns, charged with terroristic threats. After reading the Constitution at a tax dispute assembly, we will give you that story here. But taxes, crazy taxes. And this is from where?
This is from TurboTax.
Got it.
And actually, I'm going on here with the cow methane gas tax, the cow flatulence tax. A key producer of methane, cow flatulence, is a leading cause of global warming. Their slow digestion, mixed with gas-producing diet of greens, causes excessive methane buildup. The issue is compounded by slaughterhouses, which store thousands of cows in one location, creating large clouds of methane. Neighbors and environmentalists frequently complain about the odor, as well as the negative effects on air quality. Ireland and Denmark, along with other EU nations, have begun taxing cattle owners on cow flatulence. The byproducts of livestock, like cows, are responsible for approximately 18% of the greenhouse gases that are causing global warming. According to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the UN, just $18 per cow in Ireland, cow flatulence will cost Danish farmers $110 per cow.
Hmm.
So they're taxing your cow because if your cow's alive, it's farting. And that is a pretty crazy tax. This is the list of seven crazy taxes from TurboTax.com.
Do you think a cow fart sounds different from a human fart?
It still vibrates the anus. Yeah. That's why they make noise.
Does it sound deeper, though, because it's a cow? Or can a cow, you know, because they're bigger, cows are usually much larger than a human. Or would it still have the squealy ones?
They're not sitting, and their buttocks is shaped entirely different, so you don't get the squealy ones, no. You get the low ones.
Okay.
I'm telling you from experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone with experience here, because I don't live on a farm.
All right. No, neither. I don't have any cows. But I certainly grew up with them.
Okay.
Yeah. They're, pretty grody animals, I'll tell you.
All right. How many more do we got? Three more?
Three more.
Okay.
Number four is a playing card tax. There's a reason why Alabama isn't known for its casinos. This tax may be it. Alabama is the only state in the union to issue a 10-cent playing card tax for decks of cards purchased within the state. When compared to Nevada, a state that issues free decks of cards with every tax return filed. So I guess you might be right here, Ian. It says that Nevada issues a free deck of cards with every tax return filed. And I can't believe that. That just sounds like a crazy, like somebody might be exaggerating there. But
seems very silly. But it is Nevada, so who knows?
Yeah, this tax seems quite silly. Nevertheless, all of it seems silly. Alabama citizens enjoy the revenue that is produced for highways and playgrounds. There's plenty of information on what a official playing card tax stamp can be purchased, but no explanation about the tax. I'm wondering how many highways and playgrounds are built with this playing card tax at 10 cents a deck. Come on. How many decks of cards are sold in the state of Alabama? I don't know who's...
Somebody
out there is buying them. I know Biloxi, but that's in Mississippi, has gambling, but I don't think Alabama does. I just don't think that... how many decks of cards have you bought in the last decade, Ian?
Two? One?
That's what I'm thinking.
We're talking about... Yeah.
What's the average person, how often are they buying
it? Maybe if you're like a real, you know, player, you're wearing out the cards pretty fast. But the average person, no, they can't be buying very many decks of cards.
I just can't imagine that it's really that big of a revenue generator. I mean, I think that they're just exaggerating here. It's probably, it frankly is a thing left on the books. I don't imagine 10 cents.
We must stop these people from gambling.
10 cents per deck isn't doing anything. Though.
Gambling is the devil's work, the devil's play.
That might have been the case when they were 10 cents a deck.
Right.
And it was doubling the cost of a deck of cards.
Absolutely, it would have.
And now at 10 cents a deck, I mean, I don't think that
it just goes to show that the government doesn't end these things. You know, they don't repeal, they don't rescind the various different taxes and regulations they put into place. Even if they don't make any sense anymore, it would be too much, you know, effort for them to actually try to change those things. Hey, we're collecting $20 a year. Let's keep doing it. Who cares?
Right. I mean, I don't see any reason to get why they would get rid of it. I don't think it does anything. I mean, I think that it's just a net cost on companies that buy and produce or sell cards. I mean, it's got to cost more for the company to collect the tax than it does the government.
Is it a wholesale tax? I missed that point.
It doesn't say.
Okay.
It says on every deck sold. But they each have a stamp on them already, so they probably are done by the manufacturers when they bring them into the state. I don't know, but it's probably a larger cost collecting this tax than it actually generates for the state. Well, if that sounds crazy to you, blueberry tax?
Aww.
According to Maine, the production of wild blueberries is one of the most important agricultural industries in their state, making it necessary. How do you produce wild blueberries?
Good question, because if they're wild, then by definition they're not being planted, correct?
Yes. The picking of wild blueberries or the production of blueberries, but not the production of wild blueberries.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, obviously these people aren't as rigorous about semantics as we are.
Yeah, they're just tax guys.
But
tax.
It makes it necessary to protect it with a tax. The production of wild blueberries must be protected with a tax. Explain
protecting
to me.
Protecting it.
What does that do?
Taxes make people not want to do things. That doesn't help the industry.
Without a tax, the precious blueberries of Maine could be over-harvested, is the claim.
Now, what about New Hampshire? Are blueberries relatively popular here?
Sure they are.
Yeah. Does that tax exist here?
I do not believe so, no.
Does it somehow affect the harvest?
I think per population that Maine has a lot more sort of uncovered land. You know,
it's a bigger place.
Yeah, and it's got a... I mean, most of its people are really just sort of down along the coast and maybe a little bit along the state line running up to Aroostook County. Mm-hmm. But that inland portion of the state, it's just deserted.
There's more coming up here. You can tell me more about the blueberry tax. And then one more crazy tax. We got one more after this?
Two
more after this. All right, so 855, 453, and you can share your thoughts. Hour 3 is on the way, plus the mom charged with terroristic threats. We'll tell you more about that, and you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There, you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.